Hello, friend.
Hola, how are you? Sorry we don't get to be together today.
It's seriously just the nature of this time in our lives, I think. We both have been in a situation this past week where we've possibly been exposed to COVID, so we're being extra safe and we're just not seeing each other. Right,
and the world's conspiring because your Zoom won't work, so I don't even get to see your face.
I know, it's like torture over here.
Yeah, ugh.
I mean,
at least you didn't have to have hair and makeup for this, you know.
If you saw me, you'd be like pretty glad you didn't have to see me. Yeah, I mean, this is just like the name of the game, right? Like, it's like you keep going in life until maybe you need to isolate for a minute, and then everyone has to kind of just understand what's going on. We had a friend go down with it, and she had to miss some of our jobs this week, and just like this weird time where it's like the norm. Oh, this person has COVID. Oh, you might have been exposed. Oh, that classroom needs to shut down, or, you know, like you can't go to work today. It's just so bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, the timing has kind of been good for me because I didn't really have anything other than seeing you.
Yeah.
Was the only thing that, like, I would have had to leave my house for in the next, like, 2 weeks, really. So it's like my plan was just to isolate, or is just to isolate. Tomorrow will be 5 days since I was around her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I haven't had a single symptom. So my hope, knock on wood, is that I'm somehow, you know, skated by this. But if I show any symptoms in the next few days, I'll just go get a test. But
yeah.
I didn't want to, like, you know, increase my risk by going into a doctor's office just to get a test to find out that I'm negative. So I figured I would just, like, wait it out. And fortunately, my schedule allowed me to do that. So it's kind of been nice.
Isolate, that's honestly maybe the safest bet. I mean, the tests are so all over the place too. It's so confusing. This whole thing, I feel like everyone is really just trying to figure it out every day, and you're learning more information, and it's just like, I don't know. So yeah, the best thing to do is just stay away. That's my plan as well, is just to stay away. I did go get a test yesterday, but a private one. There's this place here, Recover Nashville. I don't know if any.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so awesome. It's a little pricey, I will say, but for me, it was like just to know and have the peace of mind was worth it for this one. And you go in and they have the whole place shut down, and so you're there by yourself. And so that made me feel a lot more comfortable, especially just because if I'm like, if I have it again, I don't want to expose people. You know, I've already had it. So I'm sort of in serious protocol. Like, I just kind of really buy into that. So we're being safe. We're on the phone again. It's sort of a buzzkill, but it's just Corona. So
here we are.
This actually kind of brings us to the topic, because you and I were talking a little bit this week, and like this time period, 2020 and maybe into 2021, has been so interesting for me as far as friendships go and just relationships in general. And I was asking you if you've been feeling the same thing, and you said yes. And then, you know, I think we'll talk about the different levels of that, but I went ahead and just posted it on my Instagram to see if this was something worldwide or countrywide that people were feeling the same way we were. And I literally got so blown up with crazy. Well, I still haven't even made it through all the messages because there were so many, and I found it so interesting that so many people are saying their relationships have been deeply affected and changed throughout the last year and a half.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, especially, like, you know, obviously we've been so divided over politics, and then we've been separated because of the pandemic, that it's, you know, it's going to cause rifts. And
friendships
are choices. You know, your family is one thing, and you know, personally, like, I've been very divided, you know, politically with my family, and I've been separated from them except for the time that I got to see them over the holidays. And but, like, they're your family, and you those things, you have to find your way back to the center and love, and through that sort of love, some of that other stuff can be washed over. But our friendships are choices, you know, like, and I think that we've all had a lot of time to spend with ourselves and sort of just reevaluate things. And so it feels like I can understand why we're here, you know, and why everyone is here. So,
I do think it makes sense. And I think you touched on a really important piece of this, which is just the divisiveness and like people being so divided in general. And politically, I think we felt that, like, I've never felt it so much in the political environment. But also with coronavirus, I think that was a big thing where a lot of people, you know, a lot of the messages I got were from people saying, oh, I really saw this person's true colors. And that can mean a lot of different things. But in some ways, it would be like, if you, let's say, for instance, you're a huge mask wearer, or you really buy into isolation, like we were talking about, and all of these things. Then on the flip side, you have this friend who just doesn't even think the virus is real. That can cause a major rift in a relationship.
Absolutely. And I think some of that, like, has been caused by the politics of it all, you know.
Exactly.
Like this pandemic has been politicized for better or for worse, and you know, I think a lot of it comes down to just this like social division that happened in our country, and you know, it's like it's hard to even really place blame, because I do think that like both sides of the argument were sort of fueled by fear, you know, like we all felt like we were going to lose something. We all felt like our version of democracy was at stake.
Right.
And so there was real fear on both sides. But I think in terms of just the showing of true colors from people, it's, you know, for me, even when it comes to just politics and voting, like I have to step outside of myself and be like, how do my choices affect the people around me?
Right.
And as much as I do not want to get coronavirus, because I have asthma, it's like, although like I have this thing in the back of my head that like believes that I would be fine, but I think there's also 400,000 people that thought the same thing. But I, like, I lost my train of thought. But
well, you were kind of going on the tangent of like it's opened your eyes up to people being concerned for others, or
right.
You know, that
exactly.
Piece of it.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's what I find to be the most aggravating part of it. It's like, this is about so much more than me or you or like an individual. It's like when you go to the grocery store, when I see people at the grocery store that are working there, I'm like, why is this 75-year-old man or woman at work right now?
Like, they need the money.
Because they need the money. So it's like we need to do our part as a community to make sure that those people are safe. They're keeping food in our bellies, man. Like, so to me, it's like, whether you believe it or not, like, care about your neighbors.
Right. Well, that was kind of, I mean, I said this to you before we got on the podcast, but to me, that's been the biggest revelation, right? Like, there's relationships in my life that I have realized, or maybe we think a little differently. And my mentality, I mean, this goes for both politically and for this coronavirus stuff, is to think of like the bigger picture of everyone, you know, and like not just myself. I had coronavirus and I was very lucky that it was okay. I mean, it wasn't fun by any means, but like I made it through. I'm young enough, I'm healthy enough that my body bounced back. But like when I think about my grandmother, or I think about a lot of, I know two people who have lost parents to this, and those kind of things, like that makes me want to make sure that I'm being as safe as I possibly can. And I've had people in my life who I just sort of had this awakening of like, they only really cared about how it affected them. And that was a very hard pill for me to swallow with a friendship, because then you start to ask yourself these questions of like, well, they're only going to care about themselves in this situation. Like, why would they ever have my back? You know, like in general in life, like it just starts to become this bigger debate in your head. And like you said, kind of can bring up a lot of fear.
Yeah.
I want to read. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that like those thoughts and points coupled with the fact that like we've had a lot of time just to like sit with our thoughts and feelings, you know, really I think have made this past almost 12 months a really deep time of reflection, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that it's we've also like learned, you know, this is the first time in our lifetime that it's not the first time that a pandemic has swept the world and killed a lot of people. It's the first time that we've experienced it. And I think it's like we're having to look at life as like something that is fleeting and short. And you know, can literally be wiped out by this microscopic thing that you can't see.
Absolutely. So let's read through some of these messages. This is from Emily. The question that I asked on Instagram, I said that you and I were going to talk about this today. And then I said, are you guys feeling this in your relationships? Is it because of politics? Is it because of COVID? And a lot of people said both. Emily said both. Unfortunately, I just feel like this crisis has made us see their true colors in the face of injustice and hardship for so many. This has made me question their hearts and if I want my family, especially my children, around certain people. I still care about those individuals and would do anything for them, but I have had to set different boundaries and distance myself and my family when I have felt the need. This one comes from... There's so many. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this one comes from Jenny. She said, COVID has really brought out the worst in people. I feel like it's almost allowed for people to show their true colors. But it has opened my eyes that certain individuals in my life never really were true friends. It's made me realize that I want people around me who allow me to be myself. They don't judge me and will support me through anything. It's allowed me not to feel guilt in letting those friendships go. Appreciating the good ones and saying bye, Felicia, to the bad ones is really okay. I'm a type 2 on the Enneagram, so I struggle with people pleasing and not doing what's best for myself. But this past year has been a complete shit show for everyone, and I'm hoping this dumpster fire has finally been extinguished. We've lost a lot, but we've also gained a lot. I have anyway. I think this was that this kind of the theme of really asking yourself how a certain relationship affected your life and if it was more of like an acquaintance or if it was something that you were in for the long haul. That is something that a lot of people came back with just because you, like you said, relationships are effort and they take work. And especially during a pandemic, like you have to really put in the effort to stay in touch with certain people, you know? And I think everyone is so high intensity wise and like the stress levels are high. And so we're not operating as our best selves either. So I know for me, there's been a lot of relationships that I thought were actually like, we were super, super close or something like that. And like, you kind of get distance and you realize, well, maybe it fits some part of my life at that point. But like without that aspect of my life now, like what does the relationship actually bring to me?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I was saying, I think with the isolation that we've been feeling, it's we're sort of really digging deep and asking those exact questions. Like, what am I getting in return for my expenditure in this relationship? Whether it's a friend or, you know, even a romantic one, you know, which might not necessarily be, that might be less of the isolation and more because you're spending more time with them.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation, I think, because I actually talked to Kim Kardashian's divorce attorney a couple of weeks ago on the other Velvet's Edge podcast, or the other part of the podcast. And she told me that divorce rates are at an all time high right now, which it's just like sad. You know, it's like you actually have to spend time together and then you're like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Oh, makes me so sad.
I know. But I mean, as far as friendships go specifically, I definitely have lost a couple friendships this year. I don't know that they were the strongest friendships in my life anyway. I wouldn't say that any of my super strong relationships have disappeared. I think we've all seen other sides of each other that have not been pretty. I mean, I definitely know that. And we talked a lot about this at the beginning of isolation. Like, I sort of disappeared. You know, I was going through some like personal stuff. Well, it wasn't personal. It was very public, actually.
but it was personal to you.
It was very personal to me, and it was super difficult. And I just like shut down. I couldn't function. And I was just basically with my boyfriend and his two kids. And I didn't really see you guys that much. And I think, you know, a couple of our friends took it very personal, which was really hard because I didn't mean it that way ever. I was just trying to survive myself. And that's sort of been a theme I've seen with a couple people, is you're just trying to figure out how to get through each day. And there's been so much loss for all of us. And especially, I know our industry has really, really changed over the past year. And I think you're just stressed. So it's like, you know, if you just do what you can to get through the day. And a lot of people took it personal, like with the choices I was making to get through my days or whatever. And I think since we've worked through that, but it's just been interesting to kind of like go, okay, wait, everyone is under maybe the most stress we've ever been under in our lives. And so where can I give grace? And then where do I maybe need to make some changes in my relationships?
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, I think a true friend would never make it personal about them. They would say, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And try to have, you know, to use your word, grace. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, you know, I haven't had a ton of, like, dramatic friend loss. But I think, you know, our industry, there's a lot of, like, really sort of surface level friendships that happen. Yes. And a lot of that is... it's not because you don't like the people. It's just like you only have so much time in your day and your life to have like real, genuine, like connected friendships. But, you know, we spend a lot of time out at shows and clubs and events and blah, blah, blah. And you see these people and you're friendly. And sure. And I think it, you know, this time of reflection for me has been like I've learned that like those relationships don't matter nearly as much as I thought they did.
Right.
You know, like I felt, I was like, I mean, you all, we've talked about it on here. Like, what's Chip doing? He's out at a show.
Yeah.
And like, I think like, look, and a lot of that stems from, I do love live music. I love being, you know, at a show,
right.
But I think, you know, when things open back up, there's probably going to be a little bit less of that in my life because I've learned that I can feel connected to the people that I need to feel the most connected to. Without having to deal with all the peripheral, like sort of surface level relationships that I thought that I was nurturing. So
yeah,
that to me is sort of like what I've been able to shed. You know, there has been a little bit of dramatic friend stuff, but for the most part, it was really the surface level stuff, which, you know, is great because now I'm going to have more time and more sort of personal resources for the people that really fucking matter to me.
Absolutely. I think my friend group may have gotten a little smaller, but the friends that I'm choosing to really go the distance with, it's like it's deepened our relationship even more. And I feel like if we can get through this shit, we got this, you know?
Yes.
Like it's just, we can support each other through this time in our lives and stay as close as we are, then I don't worry about anything.
We good.
I think, okay, so we talked a little bit about the COVID stuff. The political aspect has been very interesting because, you know, I said this to you again earlier today, but I think every other election year, I feel like people have most... Oh, hello, dog.
Oh, my dogs are barking. I'm going to hit mute until I have to talk.
Okay. Every other political year, you know, you kind of are like, to each his own, like, yeah, agree to disagree, or it doesn't feel so volatile at all. And this year has felt very, very divided, but not in just a like, yeah, we have differing opinions, but it's almost like the other side cannot understand the other side. Like we don't have any sort of middle ground. It feels completely opposite ends of the scale. And so I think that has brought an even bigger, you know, divide within our country, within a lot of our relationships and friendships. And again, for me, the big piece of that being the misunderstanding. I just can't understand another side fully because, again, I feel like the consideration of other people just isn't there. And it makes me be like, why would I want a friend like that who can't think outside of themselves? This is from Ty. And he said, I'd say it was both COVID and politics, maybe more COVID than politics. But if we stand on the opposite side of a party, that's fine. But when the health of other people for yourself is not a priority, then that is a hard relationship to continue when people are around you and them getting COVID. So it goes both ways though. I think that actually falls in the political lane too, because that was what a lot of people were saying was just like one side of it was thinking of a lot of people and one side of it is thinking of how it affects them. And so that can deeply affect your relationships.
Absolutely.
Did you have any experiences like that?
Yeah, because it's like I've lived in so many places that I have friends, like
right.
really close friends in a lot of places. And my heart aches for all of my friends in Los Angeles because like it is devastating, that city. Yeah. And, you know, most of the people that I know there are taking it incredibly serious.
You're talking about COVID? You know,
yeah, COVID. Okay. And I would say, you know, it's most of my friends tend to lean more left. So, like, they've been respecting the science and all of those things. But then to see, you know, people having parties in those communities and just completely disrespecting all the effort that people are putting in to make sure that this goes away for everybody, mm-hmm. It's like a tough pill to swallow, you know? In our industry, obviously we're all craving getting back to the live space because that's where the majority of the money is made.
And, yeah.
You know, I've had to go to things for work that are so buttoned up. Everything is like, every box is checked. The protocols are amazing. And then you walk into one where you've been told that there's going to be protocols and you're like, oh shit. Yeah. I had a potential super spreader thing. Like, right. And I think the difference is just putting in the effort and caring, you know? And I think when you find yourself in those situations, there's still things that you can do. Like, you can choose to keep your mask on and do everything that you can do to keep yourself and everyone around you safe. You know, obviously if it's a work-related thing, you can't just like be like, I'm out, you know, you've got to do your job.
Right.
But, you know, it's, I have definitely lost respect for some people in my life because of the flippant way that they've approached this, you know, virus.
Yeah. I think that's what a couple of people are saying. Katie said, this actually goes a little more to the politics piece, and she doesn't say which side she was on, but I actually think both sides feel this way, and that's been a very interesting thing to me because I think both sides think the other sides are crazy or insane. So Katie says, it's hard and it's shocking that I guess I didn't know some as well as I thought I did, but you can't reason with people living in an alternative reality. You just have to hope they come to their senses sooner rather than later. And I think, I mean, that was something I even realized again this week was just watching on social media, a lot of people posting and it can go, it's so hardcore each way. And I know like I've had a couple of relationships where I'm like, really? Like that's, I mean, I just cannot understand it, you know, as much as I try. And, it just sort of makes you think. And I think like you said earlier with COVID, we have a lot of extra time to think right now. So the relationship that really matter to you and the ones you really want to work at, you kind of just do. And then the other ones, maybe we're realizing the acquaintances are just sort of fluff that we didn't need in our lives.
Right.
But on a positive spin, because I think we could go about this for every, you know, time and time. But like, I think there's another flip side to this. And you were actually telling me that you've kind of reacquainted with some people from your past through this COVID stuff. And so it hasn't all been bad.
Right. It's, you know, in the very beginning, it was, you know, I got to spend a lot of time on Zoom with friends that I hadn't seen in forever. And it like kind of made it feel like old days. And I think some of it was born out of like being in isolation and actually missing people. Right. And thinking about like, people I hadn't talked to in forever. And I've just like sent random emails to people being like, I know it's been forever, but you're on my mind. And like the way they respond, it's so fantastic because it makes me feel so good. Mm-hmm. And I know it made them feel good to get the message. And like that has been, I actually have this like box of cards that I found sitting on my desk that just say, I fucking miss you on the front.
Yeah.
And I've got like 10 of, I've got 10 of them and I'm like, who am I just going to mail a card to? You know, like
that's
right
a good
there
idea.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that idea of reconnecting with old people. And I've had a couple of people said that, like there was this one girl who was talking about, she went to a private boarding school in high school, but like you kind of lose touch and she's just kind of had the time. Like you said, that she would have never thought of those people if life had just remained the same and just been as busy as it was. And then she was like, oh, I want to check in on this person and see, you know, what's going on for them. And a lot of people have said that it's just the time, the downtime gave them the place to reconnect, maybe just send a thoughtful note. Like you said, I love that, that idea. I think like that's a really act casual way to look at relationships during this time.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a simple thing to do. And it's like, it's sending the gift of joy is really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, I had a friend, a couple weeks ago, a friend popped into my mind and I literally had not thought of her. And we were good friends in college and then in New York after college. And I just, when I moved to LA, like we just kind of lost touch. And, I looked back, the last time we had emailed was 2011. So over 9 years had gone by and I couldn't find her on Facebook. I couldn't find her on Instagram. I couldn't like Googling her. I mean, I literally was like, I think she's dead. And it was like such a pit in my stomach, but I emailed her and she wrote back and she's not. And so the last time we had emailed, like she was like having trouble meeting a guy, like living on her own, like just changed her job, which she really liked. But like, you know, there were like, she was complaining about things. Well, she wrote back and I was so relieved. And she's married. She's got two kids. She's got her own business. Like, it was like such, like, it made me feel so good to know that because yeah. I had this like pit in my stomach for 24 hours until she responded. So, you know, reach out to people. It's brighten somebody's day. Let them know that you're thinking about them. I don't think we do it enough.
I actually agree with that. And that would be a really good thing to focus on changing in our relationships moving forward, even after this is over, just kind of like considering the people from your past that you still care about or just, you know, checking in. I love that. Just sending a little thoughtful note. Another thing that I was thinking about that maybe would be an act casual spin on this is that as hard as it is to lose people in your life, and you know, obviously I've dealt with that a lot in the past couple years. And so this is something I've really been thinking about, but just sort of getting to the place of acceptance of they did serve a purpose in your life always. Every relationship does, right? And if you can look at it for that through that lens and maybe what you learned about them, what you learned about relationships, also what you learned about yourself from that relationship, and just kind of go into this next year with a little more acceptance, even if you need to grieve or you need to process through what that is, like feel it for sure, but also maybe focus on they served a purpose in my life. And maybe now it's just time to like let go with love and keep moving forward. And just focus on what kind of relationships you do want moving forward and just not the panic, the freak out of like, oh my God, or even the anger. Like I get really stuck on that one a lot. Like this isn't fair. And why would they do this? You know? And that's just like, okay, maybe we need to take a step back and act a little casual and say, okay, wow, the universe is showing me that this relationship no longer serves me. And so maybe it's time to move forward and focus on the relationships that do bring a lot to my life and joy or whatever it is, instead of just like getting stuck in the negatives of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so easy to go down that route because we are, you know, scared and angry and feel alone. And, but I do think it's life will be so much better for all of us if we can just sort of choose love and light.
Yeah. Let people go with love and light too. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we always think it's really interesting to know what you guys are going through. And it sounds like a lot of you are facing the same kind of relationship issues and things that Chip and I are. So keep the messages coming. If you want to talk about it or you want us to read something on next week's At Casual, let us know. It's @casual@velvetsedge.com. I am Velvet's Edge on Instagram. Chip is @ChipDorsch. And we thank you guys so much for listening. I hope that everyone's staying safe out there. It feels a little lighter this week, wouldn't you say, Chip?
Yeah, it totally does.
I think we're moving forward. Welcome 2021. I think. Well, either way, we hope you guys are staying safe out there and enjoying your week. Enjoy your weekend and always remember,
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.